Paxton secures major win against Johnson & Johnson and Kenvue. Texas border business. Austin, Attorney General Ken Paxton secured legal victory against Johnson & Johnson, J&J, Kenvue Inc., and Kenvue Brands LLC, Kenvue, after a district court granted the state's request for a temporary restraining order, TRO, against the company for operating in Texas without the legally required registrations. To read a copy of Attorney General Paxton's lawsuit against the companies, click here. The TRO finds that there is good cause to believe that J&J and Kenvue have violated and will likely continue to violate Chapter 9 of the Texas Business Organizations Code because they are unregistered foreign entities transacting business in Texas. The district court will decide on December 15, 2025, whether J&J and Kenvue must cease transacting business in Texas if they continue to refuse to comply with state business registration requirements. The court declared that upon registration, J&J and Kenvue consent to personal jurisdiction by Texas courts in any case filed in Texas. I will not allow Big Pharma to operate above the law or put their greed ahead of Texans' well-being, said Attorney General Paxton. Kenvue and J&J have shown themselves to be corporations focused on seeking profits above all else, no matter how unethical or illegal their actions may be. The reign of these foreign corporations operating in Texas without even registering or acknowledging our laws ends now. Despite earning billions of dollars from sales in Texas, the two foreign companies failed to comply with the Texas Business Organizations Code Chapter 9. This code mandates that foreign entities, which Kenvue and J&J are, must register and maintain an active filing before doing business in the state. J&J's registration has lapsed into inactive status, and Kenvue has never registered at all. J&J and Kenvue's decision not to register is a transparent attempt to shield the companies from consumer lawsuits. Attorney General Paxton is committed to fighting to hold Big Pharma accountable and to ensure Texans' health is placed ahead of illegal profits. To read the order, click here.